Choku isika tisenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Walamukela ngenjabulo emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla zine kuMfumfu 2024 muCape Town. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Lokho kwakobulawayo kukhanya ngani umhlolo kaJosephina akuqedakali, kodwa sithemba ukuthi amapholisa bazakwenza ucwayisiso lwabo babanje, ngoba akula nto engenzakala njalo ilanga libalele.
Amapholisa athi adinga abantu abatshontshe izigidi ezine zamadola emelika $4 million kobulawayo.
Umdala yena indicated ukuthi ufuna ukuyelesipende asakhulunywe ezempendi. So asikakhuluma ukuthi what exactly we're going to do.
Umoyi uJinga Dube owalwa impi yenkululeko unikwa isicoco seqhawe leZimbabwe. Umjeni wakhe uSithi wacela ukuthi abekwe lokobulawayo. Abalandeli beHighlanders Football Club bathi kabasuze bebukele imidlalo elandelayo khonapha kobulawayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Amapolisa athi kakabophi abantu abayisithupha abatshontshe izigidi ezinye zamadola emelika $4 million ebhanga le-Ecobank obulawayo izolo, kubika uNgwele Dube.
Isikhulumeli samapholisa uCommissioner Paul Nyathi uthi basahlolisisa udaba lolu.
We are still conducting investigations. When we have the information which is relevant to give to the media and the public, we certainly do so.
Ibhanga le-Ecobank livuke livaliwe namuhla kulotshwe phandle kwalo ukuthi behlelwe ingozi kulandela ukubanjwa enkunzi kwabazemthetho abathwala imali abe-Safeguard Security. Inkampani le ibikhangelelwe ukuba izathwalela imali le eHarare. Abaqondisi bebhanga leli sibafonele kumakhalekhukhwini balile ukukhuluma ngodaba lolu. Abantu abayisithupha laba bahluthune imali le ebilindwe ngabahlomileyo emoteni yeSafeguard Security phambili kwebhanga leli. Abantu laba babaleke ngemota yohlobo lweFord Ranger bethwele imibhobho ama-AK-47 lama-revolvers. Inkamba yamapholisa iseduze lendawo le. Omunye wababone lokhu kusenzakala unkosazana Sindisiwe Chuma.
Ngithe sengifika emgodweni lapha ngithi ngiyathi ngibona abantu begijima engikhangele efonini, ngithe ngiyathi ngibone abantu sebechapha umgwaqo, abanye akusela muntu kupassage naleyana. Ngithe emgodweni sengithi ngiyakhangela ngibone abantu sebethwele isibhobho. Ngathe ngagijima ngangena kubuilding ebiseduzane khonapho.
Umnumzana Engliston Swanda, umqondisi we-Green Africa Technologies, ubambe owangaphansi ngokwenzakaleko obulawayo.
Lokho kwakobulawayo kukhanya ngani umhlolo kaJosephina akuqedakali, kodwa sithemba ukuthi amapholisa bazakwenza ucwayisiso lwabo babanje, ngoba akula nto engenzakala njalo ilanga libalele. Egcekeni imali iphonguzompolwa kuphela. So nxa amapholisa ecabangela ukuthi kungabe kulesandla semfene esiphakathi, wonke umuntu lathi sikubona njalo ukuthi kungabe kulesandla semfene esiphakathi, kodwa hayi, amapholisa eZimbabwe nxa sebefuna ukukubamba, sithemba bazababamba masinyane.
Ukuhluthunwa kwemali le kwehlula lokho kwenzakala phezu kwebholoho leGwebe River ngomnyaka ka-2021, lapho amasela athathela abezomthetho izigidi phose ezintathu zamadola emelika. Kwabotshwa abantu ababesebenza kubhanga elathathelwa imali, abagwetshwa ukuba bavalelwe ejele okweminyaka emibili. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo, nginguNgwele Dube.
Umjani kaMoyi uJinga Dube owalwa impi yenkululeko ekuviyo leZebra njalo wakha waba umphathintambo kahulumende uthi wacela ukuba ingcwatshwe eLady Stanley Cemetery athi iNational Heroes eka eHarare. Loba kunjalo ibandla lezanupiyo selimnike isixoxo seqhawe lesizwe. Unqole Dube usipha njalo lolo daba.
Umnumzana Vusimuzi Dube uthi uyise wabatshela ukuba ufisa ukungcwatshwa labanye abalwa impi yenkululeko abagoqela owayekhokhela iviyo lezibra uLookout Masuku labanye.
Umdala yena ethi indicated ukuthi ufuna ukuye kulesifendi asakhulume ezefendi. So asakhuluma ukuthi what exactly we're going to do. Zasikahlanganise ngemuntu.
Unkosikazi Opa Mochinguri Kashiri utshele ababuthene emzini kaMoyi ukuba usenikiwe isicoco seqhawe.
His Excellency the President and First Secretary of ZANU-PF, Dr. Eugene Nangagwa, has conferred a National Hero Status to the late Comrade Colonel Retired General Judge Dube.
Lokhu bekufiswa ngunkosikazi Molly Ndlovu, olilunga lezanu-PF Politburo. Ibandla lezanu-PF lingakethuli umbiko ukuthi usenikiwe isicoco seqhawe lesizwe. Bayakhala labalandeli beqembu lenguqu le-Highlanders ngokubhubha kukaDube. Okudale le-Highlanders Board, umnumzana Elkana Dube, uthi balahlekelwe ngumuntu obeyindoda emadodeni.
Sisebenze layo okwesikhathi eside uChinga laye elilunga leqembu njalo futhi encedisa lapha lalaphayana esebenzisa izimali zakhe, esebenzisa isikhathi sakhe ethuthukisa umsebenzi weqembu, ubexhasa iqembu ecebisa lapha lalaphayana ikakhulu nxa iklabhu ibhoda idinga i-sponsorship. Ube singenisa amahofisi lapha lalaphana esincedisa kakhulu.
UDube owake waba ngumqondisi weZimbabwe Defence Industries njalo wamela emakhokhoba edale lePhalamende ubhubhele eMater Dei Hospital lapho ahlinzwe khona inhliziyo kulandela ukugula kwakhe kwamaviki ambalwa. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo, nginguNgcwele Dube.
Linjani balaleli bomsakazo weStudio 7. Sifisa ukulibikela ukuba sasile WhatsApp channel eVOA Ndebele. Ngena khona manje kuVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel lapho esilinika khona izindaba zeZimbabwe ezimqotho, ama-videos, imifanekiso lokunye. Ngena ngelinki efakwa kuma WhatsApp groups eVOA Ndebele lamanye elijayele ukuthapha khona izindaba zethu. Ulakho njalo ukudinga iVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel ku WhatsApp yakho, ungene kuyo ngokuvula ilinki ekhona lapho. VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel yinkundla yakho.
Uhulumende unanze ilanga lababalisi ele World Teachers Day namhla eGogwe, lapho ncome amatitshala ngomsebenzi abawenzayo lanxa bebhekane lengxaki eziningi. Ababalisi bathi bafuna ukwengezelelwa iholo, njalo umphathintambo obona ngenhlelo zemali umnumzana Mthuli Ncube uthi uhulumende uyakulungisa lokhu. Ukuze sizwe okuningi ngokubhekane lababalisi, usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uqokhele umnumzana Mandla Nkosi Sisuwela, umbalisi okhubazekileyo ongumlobi oyimbongi ofundisa isikolo seJotsholo Secondary School.
Njengoba kuyi-Teachers Day umhlaba wonke, thina nje ababalisi siyathaba ngoba silulanga okumele sihlale phansi sikhangele ama-achievements ethu, sikhangele mhlawumbe lama-weaknesses ethu, ama-strengths, njalo sikhangele ukuhlupha ngamahluthane ababalisi nabantu abaqakathekileyo. Uzakhumba ukuthi eBhayibhelini uJesu ngokwakhe kwakuthiwa ngurabhi, umbalisi omkhulu. So nxa sihlala ngelanga elinjengaleli usinika umbono omuhle, siyalakha ukuthi sifundise abantu abebut however kulama-challenges amaningi, mthemba ukuthi uyakwazi ukuthi-ke eZimbabwe umbalisi umuntu okhangelelwa phansi ngendlela yokuthi imbadalo yethu incane, kade sakhala sikhothi sikhala ama economic challenges as Africa. Whereas abavalisi abakhubazekileyo abafuna ukuthenga ama-assistive devices, abafuna izinto zokusebenzisa nxa befundisa, bayadingela ngemali yabo ama-talking laptops, ama-software bayadila. So kungavele kuhluphe khonatshana kuba nzima.
Kodwa liyathokoza yini ngoba sizwile umphathintambo obona ngezemali umnumzana Mthuli Ncube esithi ababalisi bazangezelelwa iholo. Ubona ingani kungaletha umahluko?
Ukuthokoza kuyabe kukhona nxa uthengiswa, kodwa isimanga esikhulu sesathengiswa kaningi. Mhlawumbe kwesinye isikhathi abalalithi ngathi ngamafitshane bamile bakhangele ukuthi lathi lezithengiso zingagcwaliseka njani, njengoba siyabona ukuthi iviki leyi phela ilokhu iphethe isilwa. Njalo uprofesa kasacacanga ukuthi uzafaka nini lokhu akufaka, njalo uzafaka ngasithi isilinganiso. Yinto uvalo olukhona ebalalithini asebesehluleka ukufundisa abantwabana, asebesehluleka ukuhambisa umgabo kumbe imuli zabo ezibhedlela.
Ube wakhuluma ngokuthi ababalisi abakhubazekileyo babhekana lengxaki eziningi. Yiyo, ungachasisa kabanzi ukuthi kuyini lokho, njalo selake lakhweza yini lolu daba kuhulumende, kukanti lithola sizobani?
Uhulumende ngamafitshane ngamthela ihlombe ngalokhu ukuthi siwafuna u-AIDS. Kuqala imbali yethu u-AIDS wawuhamba la ebhenki liyehluphela nakhonokho kukhona, babengekho ku-payroll. So bathethi sokungani kungconywana lanxa kulezikhalazo ezithize. Izikhalazo zethu ezithize ukuthi yakusenza ama-policies amaningi. I-braille language ayi-observer. Kwesikhathi ama-software ways la abhaliweyo ukuthi siwafake emthinini ethu esiyidingela kanye ekhulumayo sikuthola late. So ngezindlela umbalisi okhubazekile uphakathi kwenkinga. Ukanti izikole ezifundisa kizo ezinye zi-unchanged ngoba kasitsho ukuthi azinama-ramps, i-environment yangkhona iyabe ingavuli, ama-toilet laphana hayi langane yaze lithune sikubalisa. Kodwa sesakuhambisa kuhulumende sehlanganiswe ne-relief fund sakhona. Kuhle ngoba sikabosenator sibakhiphayo ukuthi basedlolo noma ushili laphana bayenza sibe sisebenzi abomkhulu ukuthi bakukhuthaza uhulumende. Kodwa-ke usilow sanwabo into wakhona.
Lo ngumnumzana Amandla Nkosi Suwela, umbalisi okhubazekileyo njalo ngumlobi eyimbongi, ubexoxa cingweni losithandekile mhlanga weStudio 7 isejojolo. Siyasikhangela ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamaphitshane. Ele Israel lihlaselwa ngamandla kwele-Lebanon lapho lithi lizama ukudundubeza ibutho le-Hezbollah eliphosela amabhomba kulelo lizwe. Ele Israel selamasoja kwele-Lebanon kanye le-Gaza eselilomnyaka lilwisana khona le-Hamas. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abe-Reuters. Uqhubekela phambili umkhankaso wokhetho lwe-Melika oluzaqhutshwa ngolwezi lonyaka. Abancintisana kukhetho lolu owake waba ngumongameli umnumzana Donald Trump nomsekeli kamongameli unkosikazi Kamala Harris bethekelela izabelo ezithiyeneyo bedinga usekelo. Le yiStudio 7 yesakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America Washington. Inhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo oluntu kwele South Africa sezithule isixwayiso zesithi sekungaqhamuka udlakela lwe-xenophobia kwele South Africa loba nini lubangelwa izindlela ezisetshenziswa nguhulumende umanyano ukuzingela lokubopha abangela maphepha kwele South Africa. Uthuso Khumalo sipha lolu daba esi-Johannesburg kwele South Africa.
Inhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo omphakathi lezi zithi indlela uhulumende ozingela ngayo abokuza abangela maphepha isivuse ukutshotshozela okukhulu enhlelweni zokuxhumana ku-inthanethi okuyinto engabangela ukuqhamuka kodlakela lwe-xenophobia. Ebulenjini be-inthanethi kugcwela abokuza laba bebaleka, abanye becatshe ephahleni, abanye beqhunqa izililo, bephoselwa emoteni zamapholisa sebefakwe izankosi. Isizalwane sakwele South Africa, unkosazana Cleopatra Buthelezi, uthi kungani kulohlelo olufihliweyo lokwenqabela bokuza ukuphuma phandle.
Abasakwazi ukuphila freely, abasakwazi ukuhamba freely, akwenzeki lutho nje freely. Bavalelekile, abanye abakwazi ukuya emsebenzini, abanye abakwazi mabengaya emsebenzini, bayaxoshwa emafletini, abanye bahleli phandle on the street with abantwana.
Isizalwane seZimbabwe njalo engumqondisi enhlanganisweni ye-Women in Diaspora Association, uNkosazana Vuyani Hlazo, uthi izenzo zikahulumende lezi seziphehle inzondo engadala umonakalo omkhulu.
Ungathi into yakhona isi le nzondo yagcine yenza kungabi ukuthi kuqondiswa abantu ukuthi babe namaphepha, but inkinga esinayo ukuthi imajority abayibo ama-voters ala ekhaya basizonde obazonde ama-foreign nationals.
Le yinto egcizelelwa ngesinye isizalwane seZimbabwe, umnumzana Inches Asithi.
I-Department ye-Immigration kumele ibe ne-improvisions zokuthi noma umuntu angaphakathi kweleli lizwe ahambe ku-Home Affairs ayo-extend amalanga ayenze noma yini ukuthi sibe nabantu abarejistiwe singaphakathi kweleli.
Unkosikazi Sharon Ekambarami oyenhlanganiso ye-Lawyers for Human Rights, amagqwetha ezamalungelo abuye njalo asebenze le-Kopanang Africa Against Xenophobia elwisa umkhuba we-xenophobia, uthi inhlelo zikahulumende lezi sezenze kwabonakala sengathi bonke abantu bokuza izigange. Olwela amalungelo wakwele South Africa, umnumzana Siphiwe Mbatha, uthi usizi ukuthi sekusenziwa sengathi abokuza akulanto enhle abayenzayo.
For example, uma ubheka kumalokishi wethu kunamashopu abantu baseSomalia, Ethiopia, abaphuma ngaphandle kwe-South Africa. For example, angisagibeli ukuya edrobheni, angisagibeli, angisayi mall la ngithenga khona kungqoba nkulu wo-Pick n Pay, ko-Shoprite. Sengithenga kubo la ngamanani aphansi. Ngiyakwazi ukuthi ndangaphathi kwenyanga ngingenamali ngikolodise, but angikwazi ukuya ku-Pick n Pay or e-Checkers or e-Shoprite ngiyokolodise.
Kodwa-ke umsekeli kampani Ntambo ogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya, umnumzana Njabulo Nzuza, utshele iPhalamende ukuthi abanqwanelanga abantu bokuza kodwa balwisa ukwephulwa komthetho wokungena elizweni.
The only issue that we have to deal with,
asihlosanga ukuvimba ukungena kwabantu elizweni ngoba vele abantu bazahlala bengena bephuma. Esikwenzayo ukwenqabela ukungena kwabantu elizweni ngokungekho emthethweni.
Kodwa inhlanganiso zamalungelo oluntu zithi uhlupho lolu luzaqedwa kuphela ikupha abokuza laba amaphepha okuba selizweni ngokusemthethweni. Mele Studio 7, Johannesburg, kwele South Africa, inguthuso Khumalo.
The Voice of America.
Sikasizwe imibono kahulumende weMelika. Abantu abayizigidi ezingamajumi amabili lanhlanu, 25 million, babhekana lendlala esabekayo kwele Sudan. Abedlula izigidi ezilijumi, 11 million, sebebalekile emizini yabo. Omele elemelika kunhlanganiso yamazwe wonke, e-United Nations u-Ambassador Linda Thomas Greenfield uthi, lolu luhlupho olukhulu olwedlula okwenzakala kwezinye indawo emhlabeni wonke jikelele. U-Ambassador Thomas Greenfield uthi udube lolu lubangelwe yimpi engelangqondo eziyenze ukuba abantu beswele ukudla, amanzi, imithi lokunye. Uthi kumele kubekwe phansi izikhali njalo umhlaba wonke jikelele uncede abaswela ukudla. U-Ambassador Thomas Greenfield uthi eZamzam Camp eDarfur ngohlola njalo nyaka bekusifa umntwana oyedwa kumahola amabili ngenxa yendlala. Kusukela ngaleso sikhathi uthi isimo sesisibi kakhulu ngoba kulabantwana abalambayo, abahluphekayo njalo labahlala bejojobele. Uthi kumele kubekwe phansi izikhali esigabeni se-El Fasher, e-Khartoum lezinye indawo lapho okulabantu abaningi asebebalekele impi yomvukela. U-Ambassador Thomas Greenfield uthi ibutho lakwele Sudan kanye labahlamukela uhulumende abe-Rapid Support Forces yibo abenza konke lokhu. Uthi kumele kususwe yonke imigoqo yokuvinjwa kokudla okumele kufinyelele uZulu, ikakhulu esigabeni se-Andre. U-Ambassador Thomas Greenfield uthi kumele inhlanganiso ezisiza uZulu zincede abantu abahluphekayo elizweni leli ngokuphangisa. Uthi elemelika lizanika eleSudan izigidi ezedlula amakhulu amane, $424 million, yokunceda abahluphekayo elizweni leli lamanye aseduzane lalo. Uphinde wathi inhlangothi zeMelika ezimbili sezincede iziphepheli zakwele Sudan ngezigidi ezedlula amakhulu amane amadola eMelika, US $223 million. U-Ambassador Thomas Greenfield uthi Bonke abantu abakhathazwa ludubo lolu kumele bencede abantu bakwele Sudan njalo kube lenkulumo zokubeka phansi izikhali. Le yimibono kahulumende weMelika. Kwezemidlalo, isiphathamandla seqembu lomdlalo wenguqu ele Highlanders Football Club, uSihlangu Dlodlo uthi balusekela uhlelo oluqoqwa ngabalandeli olokukhalala ukubukela umdlalo oza kuba khona enkundleni yeBaberfield Stadium ngesonto. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Udlodlo uthi kuza kuba yinyama yembongolo khetha omthandayo ngesonto lapho abanye abalandeli beqembu le-Highlanders abaqoqe ukuba baye kuthana endaweni yokuzithokozisa ye-Highlanders Clubhouse kulokuba babukele umdlalo oza kuba phakathi kwaleli qembu le-ZPC Caripa.
In marketing, the basic principle is that products compete.
Ungananzela kumarketing okusemqoka kuba lokho okuthengisayo kuyabanisana kuhahabela labo abathengayo. So kubalandeli beqembu abaqoqa umcimbi wabo ngesikhathi sinye kulo mcimbi oqoqwa yi-PSL nanjengeHighlanders zisekelayo mibili imicimbi.
Inkuthazo yokuba abalandeli beqembu leHighlanders bekhalele ukuya enkundleni iqale ngemva kokuba iqembu leli kuthiwe kumele lihlawule inkulungwane eziyisithupha zamadola eMelika 6,000 ngemva kokuba umdlalo walo wenkezo Chibuku lele Simbabora ungasafikanga emaphethelweni kunyanga edluleyo. Umlandeli weBhoso uBeatrice Mpofu uthi lokhu bakwenza ngoba bekhathele ukucindezelwa okwenziwa iqembu labo abalithandayo.
Asingayini eground eBS uSande, we are tired ngokuqibezelwa ngamarefu lapha eZimbabwe kula team esupportwa njengeHighlanders.
Omunye njalo umlandeli weqembu leHighlanders uBlessing Sweswe laye uthi ukubona kungcono ukuba batshengisele ukukhonana kwabo ngokubuthana eClubhouse.
Abantu asandile eClubhouse sinikeni team imali kwani sifayida.
Umsekeli weqembu leDynamos uBernard Chimutsotso uthi laye uvumelana lenyathelo leli lifuna ukuthathwa ngabalandeli beqembu leHighlanders.
Hayi vele lokhu right because lapha abalungiseli bona bodwa beHighlanders balungisela for example, we go need to make sure that we visit Dynamos. Our player, Wachang Eopo.
Umkhankaso lo kuba abalandeli bekhala leukuya enkundleni ngesonto usulumathe wasabalala waze wafika lakwamanye amazwe. Njalo umgcinisihlalo wabakhokheli beqembu leHighlanders eBotswana uSifa Sithuma uthi labo bangawusekela.
Siyenze i-arrangement yokuthi imali sifake ku-orange money kulezi namba esizasithumela kodwa besinxusa futhi wonke abalandeli beqembu ukubana baye kuzona lezo ndawo eFrancis Town lakhona lapho eGaborone lapho ama-contributions azathathelwa khona bese siwaqoqa siwahambise.
UPressure Sibanda laye ungumlandeli weqembu leHighlanders uthi ume waxamalaza nxa ehluza lolu daba lokukhalala kwabalandeli beBhoso ukuya enkundleni.
Of course the PSL maybe it will be affected the percentage abazayithola because of the number of people abazangena eBF, but at the same time I think imali yona le ezakhitshwa ngabantu eClubhouse will at the end of the day taken to pay the bills eBF.
Abaningi abalandeli beqembu leHighlanders abaloba ebulenjini beveza ukusekela kwabo ukuba kungayiwa enkundleni. Izahluko zabalandeli ezisendaweni ezehlukeneyo ezigoqela iSouth Africa chapter lazo sezikhuphe imbiko zisitsho ukuba zivumelana nalawo umkhankaso. Kuvamile ukuba nxa iqembu leBhoso lidlala abantu besuke kude lakhatshana bezolibukela leli qembu kodwa kulimpela viki iningi labo lithi lizathumela imali kuphela. Ngimele Sile 7 koBulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Isikhathi sokuzwa imibono yenu linabalaleli beStudio 7 esithumela yona ngeWhatsApp.
Sanibonani sihlobo. Ya, hayi singathina singabantu nje singakhali nge-government yaseSouth Africa. I-government yaseSouth Africa isebenza ngamalungelo abantu omphakathi, kungakho nje kubona ngathi bayakhetha banobandlululo ebantwini bakithi. So thina ingxaki esinayo ukuthi yena laba abakithi laba yi-ambassador yakithi nabomthuli ncube le-government yabo ibona abasiphilisa kanzima. Awuke kuze uthathe i-passport ulifake kuma 5,000 something, ngapha i-permit ifuna 4,000 which means almost 10,000. Labona ukuthi ibona abasibulalayo. Thina kumele ukuthi sifele i-ambassador nabomthuli ncube lobahlise lezi zinto zabo lezi zokudukisa ama-passport. Ngoba kulokusisa ubuhlungu kakhulu abanye abantu abasebenzi abanye bakhola u-2.5 ngenyanga, kodwa kumele ukuthi abekele inama imali ye-passport uzoyiqeda nini.
Eh salibona 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 VOA nabulisa obulisayo umethusela ubanda la eFreedom Park ngokuhlala eGoli kodwa izimo zasekhaya ekhaya ukuthi lenyama endlovu lengidabuka khona siyasenza izindaba zakugagwayo kunzima lokho siyazizwa siyazibona sizirevele kukubi namanje kusasekubi kusasekubi ubhizi uthengelana lezi nduni izimota ngithi urobha zona induna lezi ukuthi zirobha abazali bethu ekhaya nathi sinje siyavota wethuselwa emavotini la siyayithuselwa emavotini lapha into ezenzakala ekhaya lezi nduna nazo.
Ngabonga abanye babalaleli beStudio 7 besipha imbono yabo.
Itchy Woza Friday, my darling. Woza Friday.
Uhlelo Woza Friday liviki sihamba lomculo kamaskandi osasathulayo uMadibhini ephethe idlalade lakhe lakuqala lesihloko esithi Abathakathi. Lomculi udabuka emadojeni esigabeni sefumogwe kodwa ukucula ekwele South Africa. Nawe xoxa lo Ntungameli Nkomo weStudio 7.
Ngiyabingelela ngenkulu injabulo emsakazweni. Ngiyathokoza kakhulu ukuhlangana nani ngalesi sikhathi balaleli nabathandekayo. Ngifana osafikayo endimeni zomculo ocula uMaskandi. Izibiza ngokuthi nguMadibhini, uMadibhini Music Productions. KuFacebook nguMaclean Mpofu, uMaclean Skizora Mpofu.
Abangathanda ukuthenga umculo wakho kumbe ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola njani?
Abangathanda ukuxhumana nathi bangasithola ku number ezithi 0793490953. UFacebook bangavula bangangena epageini elithi Maclean Mpofu, Maclean Skizora Mpofu, lapho ke bazothola yonke imininingwana eqondene nabakudingayo. Then abadinga umculo ukuthi bangawuthola kanjani, bangawudownloada enkundleni zonke ezithengisa online, kuSpotify, on YouTube, even nakhona futhi bangazidownloada. Abafuna ama-CD nama-USB ayatholakala njalo endaweni ezifana naseSoweto naseJohannesburg ku-Free Street. Bakontakta yona le inamba futhi usho nje ukuthi indawo ukuphi bayathola i-delivery.
Abalandeli ubatshiyela wapha amazwi?
Abalandeli ngibatshiyela umlayezo othi kusesekuningi lukhulu oluzayo, mthwakazi omuhle lukhulu oluzayo, ngithembisa injabulo engasoze ukuphela masinya, ngithembisa uthando olukhulu, ngithembisa ukudla kwendlebe okunohlonzi, ukudla kwendlebe okwakhayo ezimulini eziningi okugiduzayo emoyeni edabukile. Jabulela kakhulu ukuhlangana nani, ngingajabulela kakhulu uthando lwenu, isupport yenu bobhuti nabosisi bobaba nabomama bomkhulu nogogo, ngingajabula kakhulu.
Ngiyabonga
namhlanje ke isikhathi sesedliwe ngumangoye, ngakho ke siyathemba ukuthi zawale mpela viki elichugela. Yes, ya wazo kutike. Kuvulawa ya kwenzi, kaili nkeme nkeme nkulu. Ma polisa loke tinga abantu abatshontshe. Izigidi ezine zamadola eMelika, 4 million US dollars. Ake kwehlule kwalamhlanje ukuthi siqhubeke silani olubalisa ngenjabulo. Umthombo Sithemba uKip Stube lilale.
Uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe. Zimbabwe.